From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Wednesday, April 17th. Butte County is in the process of updating its emergency evacuation maps that are used during fires and other disasters. NSPR's Sarah Bohannon tells us the maps are being updated to show emergency travel routes and public assembly points.
The county says they'll be updating maps for a number of communities. They'll also be holding 11 meetings to gather public input about the maps. Communities of focus include Forest Ranch and Butte Meadows, the Upper Ridge, East Oroville and Cherokee, Cohasset and Richardson Springs, Palermo and Bangor, Butte Creek and Butte Valley, Forbestown, Robinson Mill and Clipper Mills, Berry Creek, Concow and Yankee Hill, Hurlton and Feather Falls, and the City of Biggs.
You can find a schedule of these meetings on our website at mynspr.org. And in other news, a hospital in Marysville is shutting down its street nursing program that focused on providing medical care and other services to unhoused residents in the Yuba Sutter area. Four members of the team say they received notice from Adventist Health Rideout Hospital that their positions would be eliminated. According to reporting by the Appeal Democrat, the hospital's president said the program was redundant in the community and said Ample Rideout is transitioning patients to other area programs. The paper reports cost was also a factor. And in Chico, Bruce Road is slated for a host of new improvements starting next week. City of Chico officials said the project will increase the number of lanes on the road from 2 to 4. Bike lanes, walkways, and landscaped medians will also be added. Residents are advised there will be 2 complete road closures at different stages of the project. They'll be located on Bruce Road at varying points between Skyway and Highway 32. The project will take about 1.5 years to complete. Officials warn residents that during that time, areas surrounding the construction zone will be subject to delays and road closures. And in other news, spring is in full bloom across the North State, and one local garden is welcoming a small but mighty friend to Butte County. The Feather River Nature Center's native plant garden has been designated a monarch butterfly way station, or a perfect pit stop along the butterfly's annual migration journey. NSPR's Sarah Bohannon has more.
The Oroville Garden joins thousands of other monarch way stations across the country. To be designated as a way station, gardens must have plenty of milkweed. This is the host plant for monarchs. According to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, milkweed is the only place these butterflies lay their eggs and the only food source for monarch larvae. Areas that have plenty of the plant, lots of sunlight, and careful gardening guidelines can be registered as a way station. The department reports that monarchs are listed as a top conservation priority species for California. One reason is that milkweed is disappearing from the nation's landscape. This is especially true of areas heavily impacted by farming where much of the monarch's native habitat has been lost. The butterfly is an important pollinator, food source for other animals, and contributes to the overall health of the planet. In Chico, I'm Sarah Bohannon.
In further bug news, the banana slug is crawling closer to becoming California's official state slug.
Get ready to roll out the slime carpet!
That's Santa Cruz Democratic Assembly member Gail Pellerin. Her Assembly Bill 1850 has passed the Assembly.
AB 1850 recognizes the historical, scientific, and cultural appreciation of the banana slug by designating it as the California's official state slug. It was intentionally numbered after the year California became a state.
The measure heads next to the Senate Rules Committee. Banana slugs range from central California to Alaska. The Pacific banana slug can grow up to 10 inches long, making it the largest land mollusk in North America and the second largest species of terrestrial slug in the world. Finally, state building codes require most new houses built in California to have solar panels. But did you know these rules also apply when you're rebuilding or repairing a home after a wildfire or other natural disaster? Some California lawmakers say that's not fair, and they're backing a bill to change it. CalMatters' Ryan Sabalo explains.
In 2021, the Calder Fire almost completely decimated the small El Dorado County town of Grizzly Flats. At a hearing for the bill, El Dorado County Supervisor George Turnbull talked about the impact of the solar panel requirement on people in his community.
Residents that have been able to rebuild have to rebuild smaller homes due to being underinsured and the rising cost of materials, including solar, that California requires on new homes.
If the bill becomes law, it would exempt certain homeowners from the solar panel requirement, based on their income and whether they have an insurance plan that would cover the cost. In 2022, Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a similar bill, citing the need for solar power to reduce greenhouse gases, which are a contributing factor for wildfires. In Sacramento, I'm Ryan Sabalo.
And those are your headlines for Wednesday, April 17th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.